Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Now batting for the New York Yankees, the shortstop, Number two.
Welcome back. This is episode 146 of the NYYST podcast. I'm your host, Christian. As always, joined by my co-host, Chris.
You.
And Stat Guy Rye.
What up?
Here we are. What are we about 7 hours away from game one of the American League Championship Series, Yanks versus Astros. This will, I know nobody wants to sit there and watch or listen to these network pregame shows, so we're dropping this as your game one preview. Just a little scheduling here. If you're used to listening to us on Monday morning, that will not happen.
Hell no.
At least not until the season concludes. We are going to be more fluid and react to when there are breaks in the schedule. So
react
I would
with
say
fluid. If they win,
can you punch him now?
I want to.
Are you really going to wait until the season's over? I think you should just do it now.
I think he's scared. I'm
definitely not scared, but I'm not going to do it while they're on a run right now. Like I'd like to do it out of either celebration or anger.
I think celebration would be funnier.
Well, yeah, because it is going to be out of celebration because they're going to fucking win the World Series.
I think it'll go watching the Yankees win the World Series, then my son being born, and then my wedding. It'd be like my three.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm punching
in that
right
order.
In the face.
In that order. So you'd have the climax of my life.
It might actually be right after the final out. I'll have my phone secretly recording and I'll just fucking pop you. But I probably won't do it.
Actually, tonight's game starts at 8:08, so yeah, we're about 8 hours away from first pitch. It'll be Tanaka versus Zach Greinke. It'll break down like this. We got Saturday, Sunday, game one and two in Houston, off day Monday, which will probably be when we come back, break down the first two games, and then 3, 4, and 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday in the Bronx, off day Friday, maybe a celebration day.
Maybe, man.
I hope so.
Because I tweeted this last night. We'll start here. I really think if the Yankees, and this is not me being a homer, I think I'm pretty fair with this team. I never say, oh, they're going to win 130 games. I never said they were going to sweep the Twins.
Yeah, you're a realistic fan.
I said they were going to sweep the Twins, and I was right. So that was
you did.
Realistic.
Okay. Yeah. So, again, he's always got to be like,
I did this. I had it first.
Right. What was your point, Christian?
Let me hear your point.
If the Yankees win tonight, uh-huh, the series does not go back to Houston.
Wow. That's bold.
I like that.
This kind of goes with what you're saying. I think whoever wins tonight wins the series. I really do. Because the Yankees need to capitalize. And if they can capitalize not having either either guy named Verlander or Cole on the mound and win that game, it's a must win.
Well, Verlander's pitching tomorrow too, right?
Right. So you figure...
Yeah, you're right, Chris. You have to win the games that Verlander and Cole aren't pitching.
You have to.
I agree.
And you know what? Maybe you steal one from Verlander. But yeah. I'm telling you right now, I mean, what Gerrit Cole is doing right now is absolutely unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable.
I know. It's actually enjoyable to watch him pitch as shitty as it is that he's on Houston.
I mean, as a baseball fan.
Yeah, as a pitcher, watching him throw, man, to change your speeds like that, to go from 99 and then 100 and then 80s in the 80s like that.
It's actually true.
What?
Do you not like to talk to us?
I'm trying to see if they release the full roster right now.
And Greinke, you know, he's got those anxiety problems or whatever, but he'll be pitching at home in this game. And also, his final start for Arizona was against the Yankees, and he looked really good. The Yankees.
They lit his ass up.
No, was that the rain shortened game, or was that just
it
that
was?
Series?
That was, did have a that rain was, delay yeah. though in the fifth inning, I believe.
That was not. That was July 31st. That was a
They got swept in that two game.
Did he get? He got traded.
He got traded literally. It was.
It right was
after,
the rain delay.
But he got the win, I believe.
No, it was the rain delay. He was out of the game and traded.
Yeah, he looked pretty almost pretty positive. Good in that game. But look, it's gonna. I think the Yankees can. If they win game one, I do think that you're right, Christian, that this series won't go back to Houston. But I think as long as they split one of these first two games, that they'll be in a good position, because that's the thing with home field advantage in the...
Well, Greinke didn't. I mean, he pitched well in that game. He gave up two runs on two hits, struck out 7/5 in that game.
That's pretty good.
He did win that game, I think, on a Romine home run.
Oh, did they? I thought they got swept in that series.
No, the Yankees split.
You know, I think...
Arizona, they one and one in Arizona, and then 1-1 in New York.
You were saying that they need to split this.
Because can't go home down 0-2. That's absolutely
right. But then happen. See, this is why I don't.
I mean,
like,
they did it last year. I mean, 2017.
Yeah, and what happened? They lost the series, didn't they?
This is why I don't like the playoff format in baseball, because once you split these first two games, then you have home field advantage now.
Yeah, but right, that's the goal.
You're expected to win your home games, but don't you think it's kind of unfair that the team that's supposed to be at a somewhat of a disadvantage gets three straight home games compared to the other team only ever gets two?
No, because
straight?
You're the better
team. That's a lot of games.
Yeah, no, I understand.
I think that way too.
When you're the better team and you have home field advantage, you are the one expected to steal one of those games out of the three straight.
Yeah.
If you're the better team, you just because you're away doesn't mean that you shouldn't steal one of those games, and then you finish up the final two at home.
I like it better this way because of the travel was stupid.
But
right.
Let me say
why it used to be 2-2-1-1-1
at some yeah it wasn't
no it? No, nah. No never
yeah I kind of feel
no like, the ALDS been. Used to be
the ALD they have to make it a best of seven.
The ALDS
be a best of five.
The ALDS used to be two at home, and then the home field advantage team I think would get three straight.
Well, I don't know, the travel would be too much, but I don't like that a team gets three straight games that is supposed to be
because I forget in 2001 seed. Didn't the Yankees lose two games right off the bat in New York, and then they went to Oakland and won three in a row?
I don't know,
Christian,
what
in 2001 didn't the Yankees lose two games at home? And then Torrey is on record saying that he told Steinbrenner they were going to go to Oakland and sweep them. And then they won three in a row.
I don't remember. I'm trying to look.
I'm pretty sure that's how the schedule used to be. But let me say this. I think too many fans, just because Greinke does have the anxiety issues and he didn't have a good first start, I think too many fans are sleeping on this guy and thinking it's
it's because he's not Verlander or Cole.
Right, I understand that, but he's still Zach Greinke. I mean, let's not sit here and act like he's some pushover.
No, you're right. I agree with that.
I'm not sitting here and saying Yankees 100% have it tonight because Zach Greinke's on the mound.
No.
They just have a much better chance of winning this game, knocking Greinke out early, whereas these other two guys are literally robots, I think, at this point.
Gerrit Cole certainly looks like one.
Well, Verlander
looked like a human going on 3 days rest, which I didn't realize that was his first time ever starting on 3 days.
And they were
rest.
Saying that he might have to, they might try to do it again in this round.
Well, it didn't work too great for him last time, but I wouldn't bet against Justin Verlander.
I gotta say, if the Rays won that series, a little part of me would have been upset.
It
would have been an injustice to baseball.
Yeah,
a disservice.
You want to beat the best and play the best, but you gotta.
Like, this series is all we've been thinking about since when?
This has been it,
right? Since midsummer.
Yeah. Uh huh.
You're telling me that Houston it could have been the Rays versus the Yankees? I'm sorry, that doesn't excite me as much.
Good job by the Rays, though, man. Forcing
great
five,
job.
Five games, giving the Yankees
I'll tell you
a
what,
nice little edge.
I say it every year.
Is Houston favored on paper? Are
yeah,
they?
They're big favorites.
They are.
Yeah.
Considering they're playing a 103 win team.
I'd have thought that maybe they wouldn't be at. I knew they'd be favorites, but I didn't think it would be that drastic because the Rays forced five games and they forced them to switch their pitching around.
I could have sworn baseball used to do 2-2-1-1.
No, not in baseball. In the ALDS, they used to. Because bro, they've talked about it, I think, but the travel schedule would push the season even further. You're switching from there was, I think, basketball.
Well, yeah, basketball
used
2-2,
to be
1-1-1, and the travel
used to be the way
joke.
Baseball is, I believe, and now it's 2-2-1-1-1.
Basketball, I mean, they have like 3 days
That's
off
what
in
you're
between.
Thinking of.
They have like 3 days off in between games in the playoffs. It's atrocious how slow it moves.
But you know,
Yankees
I say this.
Getting a run and a half tonight on FanDuel.
Yeah, I mean, run and a half is the standard.
Yeah.
If you're the favorite, you're given a run and a half. If you're not, you're getting it.
Over-under is 9.
That's pretty high. That would tell me that it's going to be a high-scoring game tonight. Maybe 12 runs total.
It's wild how even in baseball, they get it right.
Right
every
on.
Time.
So I don't think it'll be.
Yeah,
no.
I
don't think it'll be high.
I'm telling you, man, they're usually dead on.
9 runs, and the Yankees will have 8 of them.
Maybe. I mean, that could definitely
I don't know.
Happen.
What do you expect out of Tanaka tonight?
I really expected. I expect a decent game. I expect an extremely short leash. I expect an extremely short leash, meaning if it's the third inning and he's in crazy trouble, he's coming out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
I expect a very, very short leash. I think the only guy getting a longer leash in this series is James Paxton. I think Tanaka will be pulled early. I think that Tanaka, it becomes, and again, it's postseason Tanaka, different guy, but the Astros become very scary third time around, just like any other team, but they're on a different level. You're not going to want Tanaka to throw too many pitches to these guys.
No, I agree. I think he'll be on a short leash. And were you guys surprised that Tanaka got the ball in this one? Why do you think they went with Tanaka over Paxton? Was it a rest
to set
thing?
Up.
Was
no,
it a
to
righties
up.
Because the Houston Astros are predominantly heavy
no,
from the right side? Or
it's to set up the home games.
Okay.
Because him pitching one will put him back on schedule to have game 6, I believe. Game 5. And then it would put... Who's number 2? Paxton?
Mm-hmm.
It would put Paxton on for game 6.
Is this the biggest start in Masahiro Tanaka's career tonight? I'd say so, right?
Up
to this point? Did he have a bigger
no,
one?
No, weren't the Yankees' backs on the line when they came back to New York?
Yeah, they were
in
down
2017.
They were down 0-2 in that series.
Yeah, so that was a pretty damn big one.
But I
feel
mean,
like tonight's a huge.
You know what?
One
this one's probably more. This
numbers.
One's probably more because in 2017 they were playing with house money. You know, they weren't expected to win. They're
that,
expected to win
send
right
a
now.
Message game.
I mean,
for Tanaka.
All eyes are on Tanaka, and that's when he pitches his best.
Yeah, which is awesome.
But I got to say this about the Rays, real quick, man. Kevin Cash is a really, really good manager, and he gets a lot out of those guys.
Dude,
I don't know where they're going to go. I don't know what moves they have to make. I haven't followed them closely enough. But the pitching that they have, if they can build on that, because Charlie
it's
Morton...
It's a core, too. They're younger.
Yeah, you don't know how many years Morton has, but if you can find someone...
Still got another year on his contract, I think.
If you can find another guy who can be there for the long haul... With Tyler Glass now. That kid
you
is...
You got Blake Snell.
That kid is good. Oh, yeah, Snell. I always forget about Snell. I mean, that kid's good.
Yeah.
He was tipping his pitches, though.
I know.
He came out
and
said,
"What was he doing?" He was like holding it
for the changeup. I think he said his glove was a little lower.
No, it was coming set. He was higher and then lower.
Right, right.
Isn't it wild though how Houston always picks up on that? You got to give him credit for being able to friggin' see that.
Yeah, but you got to give him credit for being cheaters.
They have
that's not cheating, man. That's taking advantage of
technology.
They
have somebody watching them train.
So do you think those note cards are cheating? Do you think what a catcher wears on his wrist is cheating?
No.
Because you have to do shit to take advantage of all this technology out there. Why do you think pitchers hold a glove over their mouth?
Just what Christian just said. For them to pick up on this that quickly and that successfully, they have someone hired.
Uh-huh.
And that's their only job. Figure out what he's doing.
Great job.
I mean, this tip.
He's pretty damn good at it.
I'm shocked no one in the Rays dugout saw this because this was pretty blatant.
Was it?
When you see it side by side, it's so noticeable.
Really?
Yeah, because
it's blatant.
I'm telling you, he was like up here and then
that's
like down
crazy.
Here.
Yeah.
I always think of it this way, though. At the end of the day, you can know what's fucking coming. And I always think of Mariano Rivera. Everybody knew what was coming with Mo, and they still couldn't touch him.
Well,
so
that's what Glasnow said. He said,
if you make your pitches right,
yeah,
he said he didn't make. He said that he was tipping, but he didn't make quality pitches.
Yeah.
Hey, look, in high school.
But it's a lot of pitches, though. If you know every single pitch that's coming, you're going to have a good odd.
In high school, when we would, if one of our guys would get to second base and the catcher from the other team, usually in high school, they're just doing one sign. If they're just putting down one sign and we could do it, you know, we would stick our left hand out to the batter if it was a fastball or right hand for off speed. Some guys wouldn't even like to know what was coming. It would fuck with their head.
John Mazel's too stupid. He would never.
Buggy, get over here. Go warm up.
Yeah, I don't know if I.
Some guys
I guess
get fucked up
know.
In the head, man. Some guys don't.
I think
like
it was
it.
Paul. I think Paul O'Neill is one of the guys on record saying even if somebody broke knew what was coming, he wouldn't.
He didn't
want to
know.
I remember him saying something.
Yeah, Jesse
like that.
Santo,
I heard that on a broadcast.
One of our high school's best baseball players to ever go through the school, would not want to take signs. It would fuck him up.
He reminds me of Bregman, Chris.
He Jesse does Santo. A lot.
They play a They have a similar.
It's a shame Jesse didn't switch over to second base. He would have gotten drafted.
Okay.
Yeah, because he's job. Probably the same height as Bregman.
Okay, so you're gonna tell me this kid that played in Little Falls, it would have went to the major leagues? Okay, you're gonna tell me that?
I said he would have gotten drafted.
Okay, yeah, sure.
No, would have gotten.
He would have been a draft dodger. He would have wound up in Canada. Okay.
Buggy with
Minko today.
Sam Darnold cleared of mono. He'll be back on the field.
Not that I want to talk about anything but playoff baseball, but Sam, the Jets are getting heat for that, man.
Why for
how dangerous
bring him
could be.
Out too soon?
Yeah,
well,
because you know
the spleen.
Mike
thing.
Had his buddy
spleen.
On
spleen.
If Mike Francesa doesn't go to any doctor, but this guy from the way he talks, like I know he's a sports doctor and whatever, but Mike probably goes to him when he has a sore throat. Like he's the only guy I've ever heard Mike trust with everything he has. He's like, well, Dr. Brian was on, right? And he said it was dangerous. But who
yeah,
knows?
Now that's a serious injury.
Okay. Sam Darnold played for the Yankees or the Astros?
He's a Yankee fan.
But does he play for the Yankees or the Astros?
Oh, I'm sure if we were talking about Daniel Jones.
Sorry, I had to get a Minko impression in because I heard
it
on the radio.
I'm not. Please, Giants is the first thing from my mind right now.
Good, bro. That's what I love to fucking hear, man.
Okay.
Okay.
You're going to tell me that you're going to talk about fucking Sam Darnold's spleen when you got ALCS game one tonight? Okay.
Man,
you're going to do that?
I can't believe it, man. We're here again.
Dude. How pumped up are you right now?
Like, pretty damn pumped.
Like
I
last
just want
night,
to knock it
I just want to. I want to win this game tonight.
Yeah, tonight's
last,
fucking big. Sorry
last night,
so
I
much.
Last night I started to like close my eyes to go to sleep, and then it hit me that today was game one. I was up till 4:30 in the morning.
Well, that's just a
yeah,
problem. I need to see a doctor for
Dr. Brian. Game. I think you just have a sleeping problem, yeah. Dude.
It's called insomnia.
Yeah, so go get a pill.
How do the Yankees? Man. How do you guys see the Yankees?
Oh, you run the show now. You ask questions on the show. Wait, look at this guy.
I've always done this.
Question guy, Ryan.
I love questions. I want to hear the question. I love questions.
What do you think the Yankees are going to have to do to beat the Astros? Because the formula for the Rays was jump on starters,
score more runs than they do.
All right, John Madden.
Because
for the Rays, it was they had to jump on the starters early. They did that with Greinke. They did it with Verlander, and then they shut down the offense.
Well,
of Houston, I see the Yankees maybe having different ways of getting it done.
You see how they beat Minnesota? It's going to be harder to do it, but that's got to be the game plan.
Yeah,
they can't swing at garbage. They have to be disciplined and swing at strikes.
Right. And that's definitely fucking big.
Dude. And the only thing I can say about it, and, you know, I agree with that, obviously. You got to be patient. But with Houston, these guys, Cole and Verlander will throw 130 pitches. They don't give a fuck. They'll do it every time out.
Yeah.
So they're a little different than the pitchers from Minnesota.
I'm not saying to do it to get into their bullpen. Don't help them out.
Yeah, just be patient. But my biggest thing is just looking at it as a whole. You're going to have Verlander and Cole pitching how many times in this series?
For all?
Yeah.
At most twice.
Four.
We're going to pitch four times. Right?
That's four games.
Wait, what?
Who's if the series is going to go seven.
The series goes seven.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know.
So really, at the end of the day,
you have to beat them.
You have to beat one of those guys once.
Uh-huh.
Right? And for me, I think it's more realistic based off of him coming off of that bad start, obviously.
I think it's more realistic based on the amount of home runs that Verlander has given up in the regular season.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. Which was his career high, I think.
Didn't give up 36 home runs in the regular season. Now, they're saying they're not using... They say they're using the same balls. I read something the other day that said that they're not using the same balls.
I mean, this is bullshit now. Come on.
So maybe
are you using the fucking balls
or
you're not?
Doing, man?
What is this, a fucking joke?
So if they're not, but
hey, Donnie,
you know, if they're not using juice balls, maybe Verlander only gives up 30 home runs this year or 28, but it's still a lot of home runs for a guy like Verlander to be giving up. All right, so
Cole's due for a clunker though. I mean, two pure gems. Maybe he's due for a bad one.
I'm not going to be worried about what he's due for. I'm just worried about the Yankees doing what they need to do to win.
Yeah, well, then the obstacle is going to be Gerrit Cole and Justin Verlander.
You know, this is what everybody was afraid of.
You got to beat one of those guys.
And this
once.
Was before they got Zach Greinke, that everybody's like, oh, how are you going to beat Cole and Verlander in a 7-game series? Well, you're going to have to do it. You're going to have to do it.
And that's why this game is so important tonight, in my opinion.
You can't lose if you cannot expect to win the series and lose game one when neither one of those guys are pitching.
Absolutely.
Right.
But you hit the nail on the head, Christian, with how they beat Minnesota. The main reason they were so effective in that series was how everybody had good at-bats. It was literally at one after the other was just 6 pitches, 8 pitches, 10 pitches. They have to replicate that, because if they don't and these guys are throwing, you know, they're only at 50 pitches through 6 innings or 5 innings, then that could be a bad.
You know, if they're going to come right after you and challenge you and throw the ball down the middle,
which I think they will.
Okay, fine. But you can't.
Yeah, then hit some dings.
Which I think Verlander and Cole, they have the balls to say, this is my best stuff, try to hit it. And then the Yankees have to be prepared to try to hit it. But if they're going to expect the Yankees to expand the zone, they're not going to do it. And they have to be disciplined. And I think I know a lot of people were bringing this up over the course of the week, that I agree with it, that I think it was a really good sign that Giancarlo Stanton was willing to take his walks in the ALDS.
Absolutely.
It means he's seen the ball well. And
he's putting it into perspective a little bit.
You tweeted his on-base percentage in that series because someone was ripping him apart. And
it was .455.
That's unreal.
Pretty damn good.
It's unreal. The guy had two hits?
What was that? A guy was like talking bad about Giancarlo, and you came back with that, the OBP stat?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little stat. He had one hit. In the series, I mean, I understand that he didn't have a great series, but you have to understand that. All right, you want to bring up Giancarlo Stanton? Let's bring up Giancarlo Stanton, because this is everybody's favorite punching bag, and I don't think he deserves it based off the ALDS. He had one hit, he had one RBI, but he had an on-base percentage of .455. If you're going to tell me that his on-base percentage is going to be .455 in the ALCS, I don't care what his other stats are. I'm going to sign for it now.
With this lineup, you don't need him to be the sole production.
Would you agree with that?
100%.
If I don't tell you what his hits, home runs, RBIs are, and all I tell you is at the end of the ALCS,
Moneyball, right?
His on-base percentage is .455. Would you take it?
Absolutely, 100%.
Right, with this lineup, with guys like Edwin, with guys like Aaron Judge, Didi,
but
I'll
most
take that.
Fans don't put it into perspective that way. No. They were literally, I texted this to you guys, the next day after the series concluded, there were people calling up to WFAN saying Stanton looks lost at the plate, or he's had bad at-bats.
No, I texted that to you.
No, I said it to you, and you said back, some people are stupid.
Well,
I was sitting in my driveway.
I must have tweeted about it.
Yeah. How stupid. It's like these people don't watch the game, and they just go online, and they read other people's tweets and then they just run with it.
I like when the Yankees are playing well and there's excitement around it because I get more followers on Twitter.
That's cool.
Where is the actual tweet here?
I think that's the main difference between this team and the 2009 team, whereas like if A-Rod went cold in the postseason in 09, they would have been in a lot of trouble, but he helped carry them, whereas if a guy like Stanton, their MVP from 2 years ago, if he falters or doesn't play to his best, that they still have a great shot to win.
Well, I just... Oh, go ahead.
No, you go.
Well, I was going to talk about Stanton more.
Yeah.
And this is led by Bart Scott. Bart Scott is driving the bus on this one, which just shows you how dumb people are if they're getting on that bus with him. That they're saying that Giancarlo Stanton needs to be more aggressive at the plate and expand his strike zone and stop taking his walks.
Like the last thing he should be.
Which no one came out and explicitly said he needs to stop taking his walks, but that's exactly what that says to me, that you don't want to see him walk. So you mean to tell me now, a pitcher's 6-8 inches off the plate, not a lot, right? Mm-hmm. Not really a lot, but enough that a really good hitter can, you know, fastball is a couple inches off the plate, a really good hitter can probably still do something with that, right? Especially on the outside corner, where how strong these guys are going the other way, right? Something a really good hitter can do something with. But if you're going to go 6 inches off the plate, why aren't you going a foot off the plate? Or, you know what I'm saying? I'm probably using bigger measurements than I probably should. But here's what my point is. If it's a ball, it's a ball. Why do you want him swinging at balls? Didn't we see enough of that last year when he was swinging that shit in the dirt and he looked absolutely terrible, like he never swung a baseball bat in his life before? And now he's being disciplined and your point is, well, he's making $30 million a year, so he's got to do something. He's having an approach at the plate. He's not trying... And this is one of Bart's favorite things to say, play hero ball. He's not. He realizes that he's got Gary Sanchez and Gleyber Torres and Didi Gregorius behind him. So, hey, you know what? You don't want to pitch to me? Fine. Don't pitch to me.
Right.
I understand everybody wants Stan to do something, but why are you going to come up with this stupid idea that he needs to expand his strike zone?
Yeah, that makes absolutely no sense to me. If anything, I think that's been the best part of his postseason so far is the fact that he isn't expanding his strike zone and he's waiting for the right pitch to swing at, and he's not swinging if it's not what he wants.
You want to point at one bad at-bat that he had. It was in game one when he came out. And I was mad at him for it, but it just goes to show you how much he wants to do something.
Well, how much he wants to play hero ball, because that's the exact... moment for something like
and
that.
And then
right?
did he didn't try it again the rest of the series.
I don't think so.
And I said this last time we were on, I think. I mean, how many of those at bats, if he does do his normal bullshit at bat and strike out, how many of them don't turn into big innings? Mm-hmm. There were a few times where him getting on base allowed the inning to continue, where then they scored 3-4 runs after. I mean, these at bats are big. Every at bat in the postseason doesn't necessarily have to result in something huge happening. You just got to do the small things, because in this lineup, you're going to get to a guy that the pitcher makes a mistake on, and they are going to capitalize. That's what I love about this team. That's why this team is so dangerous, and that's why they wear down pitching, because you can go through this lineup 1-9, and there's not one guy who can't hurt you and change the course of the game. There's not one guy that you're letting up on. That's why you've seen them take so many, be able to get through so many pitchers and knock guys out of games.
Did they release the lineups?
That's why I've been so focused on my phone, because I want to see if they're going to release at least a full roster.
Tyler Wade's officially
off. It's not official, but it does look like Wade's not going to be on the ALCS roster, and Aaron Hicks is. Because they did post...
What do you think about all these takes on people saying that Aaron Hicks shouldn't be a part of this championship series roster? What do you guys think about that? Do you think Aaron Hicks should be on this roster?
As I was saying before we get to that they did release yesterday, they released the batting, the BP groups, and Hicks was listed and Wade wasn't, and only guys on the roster are taking BP. Mm-hmm. Okay, so... it does look that way, that Hicks will make the roster. This is what I said about Aaron Hicks. I don't think he should start.
No, I don't think he should start as well.
If they want to put him on the roster, I have absolutely no problem with that.
Mike Francesa would absolutely disagree with you on that.
He hasn't played.
And then who do you start? Oh, who would you bench? Gardner or Stanton? No,
what do you mean? If I start him? Yeah, no, I'm not starting. I'm not starting.
I know,
him,
but
though.
That's what I'm saying. For Chris.
He hasn't had at bat since August.
Francesa.
And that's where all this shit talking about Stanton started, when with the idea that Hicks would come back. And I don't think that Stan did anything that he deserves to go to the bench for.
No, I think it just you'd want Aaron Hicks in this coming off the bench at least as a left-hander could, with all these right.
And that's why I would have dropped Maybin, because he would to me yeah, I would have given Hicks Mabin's role.
Me too.
And if Aaron Hicks doesn't like it, then he can stay on the injured list.
Yeah, but you know what's tough for me? I hate that you see someone get demoted who literally came in to do one job, at least offensively. I know he came in as a defensive replacement, but not much happened. But this guy came in to do one job, and he did it, and he hit a big home run.
You're talking about Maybin?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a nice home run.
I mean, and then you just say, what? Okay, now we're going to replace you with someone. And I get it. I'm not saying that Aaron Hicks isn't a much better player than Cameron Maybin. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is I don't understand the logic of doing it to someone who did their job.
That's fair, and I'm sure that went into
and proved
it, right?
He can do it off the bench.
So what is Cameron Maybin's role if Aaron Hicks is here? He doesn't
there
have
one. There
isn't
one.
So what's the point of carrying
now, is
him?
Is Cameron Maybin's role now Tyler Wade's role?
Well, Tyler Cameron
Hicks'
Maybin,
role is now Cameron Maybin's
Cameron
role.
Maybin can't play the infield. That was the thing right? that right. Tyler Wade had going for him.
I was thinking more of a base running thing, but you're right.
All right. That's a good you point. Know what? Ryan has a good point here. Who's a better fielder, Maybin or Hicks?
Oh, it's Hicks. And you know Hicks, I don't right? like and you know I don't like yeah. Hicks.
Okay. And who's a faster runner, Maybin or Hicks?
That I don't know.
I don't know. I would actually maybe
I feel
go
like
with
I always
Hicks.
Felt like
it's
Hicks
gotta
was
be
Hicks
Maybin.
Has sneaky speed.
I always felt Hicks was slower than he should
yeah,
be.
Yeah, absolutely. All right.
At least on the base.
I just feel like Maybin's a little
so
older.
So maybe with Wade getting cut off this roster, you do keep Maybin as more of a guy on the bases, and then you would go with Hicks as the defensive replacement.
And I guess you wouldn't pinch run for any of the infielders except for Gary Sanchez. So it's not like Maybin would have to come in and then be a defensive replacement for the infield, because you're not going to pinch run LeMahieu, Torres, Didi, or Gio. So it would mostly
no,
be
I mean,
Stanton or Judge.
DJ's not that fast, right? But he's just
I'm just saying,
he's too
like,
valuable to ever pinch to not, it for.
You really don't need that
for.
Extra infielder off the bench.
So, yeah.
So Maybin can be that.
Yeah, you know, Wade runner. Being here was always, if he ever played the field, unless there was an injury, was always just going to be that.
It's probably going to be left field, right, for
yeah.
Stanton.
So at that point, why not just take two guys then who are primarily outfielders?
Yeah, I don't know.
But like Christian said, like, I mean, are they really going to bench Hicks? You're going to
but he
put him on this
played,
roster
no.
and yeah, exactly. So then don't put yeah. him on at all.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, maybe he's 100%, but if you don't think, and this is exactly what Francesa said yesterday, and I actually really agree with it. If you're not confident with him to come in and be hot, even though he hasn't played in a game for however long, then why put him on the roster at all? Like, if you're not going to start Aaron Hicks, why put him on the roster at all? If you're not going to bench him, then that means you're confident in him, even though he hasn't played in however many weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you really want to? And with this team, I don't believe in juju. Like, I don't believe in messing up the juju, because
right.
how many no, times yeah. all year has a, you know, a guy gone down who's been hot or whatever,
yeah,
and we're
no.
like, fuck, this team's screwed.
When you have DJ LeMahieu, when you have DJ LeMahieu on your roster, all that extra momentum shit it doesn't exist, because he's just all about business and he leads the team. And
LeMahieu.
That's why he's so awesome to watch, because he changes the dynamic out there. He makes it. It's all about winning when he's out. You get that feeling that there's no
he's business.
There's
man.
No nerves.
He's
there's
right,
no anxiety.
He's always right to
it's
business.
Just let's go and win, because we're the better team. It's
so it, let's awesome. Say that Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman decide that Aaron Hicks has to be in a starting lineup. What would you do at that point?
Wow,
that's a really really tough question.
I would put
Encarnacion at first.
I think that's obvious.
And I would DH Stanton.
I think that's also obvious.
And Hicks would play the outfield.
And then what, you'd put LeMahieu at third?
Yeah, that's how I would go. Right,
okay.
Yeah. Urshela's got to be the odd man out.
Do you want Edwin Encarnacion playing first base? I know he's a professional first baseman.
He's
much better than I thought he was going to be when he actually did play first base. But except for that LeMahieu error, that fly ball error at first base. Besides that play, was that not the greatest you've seen this Yankees team on defense?
Oh, by far. Series? By far.
So do you want to mess up that juju, but do you want to change up that depth chart?
I'm not putting Giancarlo Stanton on the bench. I'm not doing it.
I'm not suggesting that. What I'm saying is, do you want to change that infield? The infield looked so dude, Gleyber Torres was playing unbelievable.
I understand that. So if they determine Hicks is starting in center field, you have to change. Either Stan goes to the bench or Urshela goes to the bench.
Yeah, and for me, it's not even a question that Urshela goes to the bench.
Yeah. I mean, Urshela had a couple nice hits, but...
Do you value offense? And then the question is, do you think that you need better offense for this series or that you need better defense? Because that's the question then.
I don't think you lose that much by putting LeMahieu at third and Encarnacion at first. I really don't. And if you really feel that you need to tighten it up late in the game, then DJ goes to first and Urshela goes to third.
I agree with that. Sometimes, though, there's a play in the third inning that happens and maybe Edwin screws it up. But I don't really think that he's a bad first baseman. He's made some really nice plays. My thing is that they looked so good with the way it's set up, currently constructed. In the previous series, we watched so many freaking games. That was the best defensive series they had all year.
Telling Giancarlo Stanton if you put him on the bench?
I know. No, you can't put him on the bench, man. A guy that's going to be here another 8 years, right?
What are you telling?
Nothing.
He didn't have a bad series.
No, you can't bench him, dude. Then what I'm saying is that Aaron Hicks has to be on the bench. He hasn't played enough. You're going to throw this guy into the biggest
series.
That's
what I would do. If I'm making decisions for the Yankees, that's what I'm doing. I'm telling Hicks, hey, man, you know what? And I respect the hell out of Hicks for working hard and getting back because we know I'm not a big...
I mean, we never thought he was actually...
I'm not a big Aaron Hicks fan, mainly because he's such a tease that he shows you that he could be this great all-star five-tool player, and then he misses 80 games. Uh-huh. You know, he's such a tease, this guy, flashes his talent, and then he's just like, oh, I'm hurt.
He flashes. Nice.
Just so you know, the numbers in front of us... are Zach Greinke's career postseason numbers at home. Pitching at home as the home pitcher.
Okay.
Not bad.
They're not good. I mean, he's 3-2. He's got a 4.56 ERA. 24 earned runs in 47 innings pitched.
And I know you don't care about analytics, but WPA's win probability at it, and it's negative, so.
Yeah. So I mean, they're not great, and that's at home.
I mean, how many?
But here's why I did this, right? Because we know the anxiety and all that with Greinke. I wonder if he's better on the road, even though it's less of a sample size, as the away pitcher in the postseason, because less pressure.
Was he in the Dodgers, Greinke? Yes. Did he pitch in the postseason for them?
He's actually almost the same. He's got a worst record on the road. He's 0-3, but his ERA is 4.63. It was 4.58 at home.
Was he on Kansas City, the Royals? Right.
Came up with
right. I wasn't sure if I was like combining the Dodgers and the Royals because they have the
this
same.
This is actually his fifth team, I believe. He's pitched with
Milwaukee Dodgers, Houston.
I don't think it was on the.
Yeah, Angels. I think he was on the Angels for a minute.
No, he wasn't.
Go through his.
I think you're thinking of Jarrett Weaver.
I'll do it right here. I got it up right here, man.
Houston.
I think it's five teams.
No, he did get traded.
Wow.
He was on the Angels.
Damn.
He pitched 89 innings with the Angels.
You guys.
So six teams, huh? He's been in the league for a long time.
What year was he drafted, Chris? I can't see that.
I don't know what year.
Well, what was his first?
2004.
Wow. How old is he? 34?
And he was drafted in 2002. So he made it pretty quickly.
He always reminded me of Jesse Pinkman.
He's from Apupa.
El Pupa.
Apopka?
Hopefully that's where he's from tonight on the mound.
El Pupi.
El Pupo. Nah, man, I'm not.
I think Greinke's actually going to have a decent game.
I'm not making light of anxiety because I get bad anxiety when I'm playing one-on-one basketball with my friend. I can't imagine what it's like being in front of millions of people pitching in the biggest,
a game that matters.
In a game that actually, yeah, there's actually something on the line. So, I mean, you know, hopefully he goes out there and has his stuff and the Yankees just beat him. You know, I want this team at their
You know,
best.
The whole anxiety thing I do sympathize with because I think everyone in a sense has had anxiety over things. Some people way worse than others. I certainly have. But at the same time, you know,
the Astros are not carrying one left-hander on their ALCS pitching staff.
That's a mistake for them. You know, Greinke, they force him to do these press conferences, and he comes off as being a dick.
And this
he
is
really
Brian
answers.
Hope just tweeted, still waiting on that roster. So... as of 12:17 p.m., we still have no official word on what the Yankees roster is. So maybe something changes with Hicks. We don't know. It just, based on the BP groups yesterday, it would seem to be that Hicks will be on the roster and Wade will not be. So
yeah, I think it's the right move.
So what were you saying, Chris, about the anxiety?
I was just saying, like, a part of me, I'm majority sympathizing with him.
Mm-hmm.
But a little part of me is also like, look, these are the cards you've been dealt at this point. You do suffer from anxiety. I'm sure he sees someone for help, but you are a Major League Baseball player. That's not something that's forced upon you. Mm-hmm. That is a choice that he makes. Where when he does come out and do those press conferences, that is part of the job. I don't know. I mean, if it was that bad, maybe try and figure out something else.
Joe Buck and John Smoltz were called.
You know,
he gets paid
so much.
Joe
money.
Buck and John Smoltz, everybody's favorite, will be calling the American League Championship Series.
But that's my point, right? He gets paid so much money.
I know.
So
yeah,
he gets paid money to pitch.
I know.
He gets paid money to pitch
every 5 days.
I think that's false.
No,
I think your statement. I think you have to hold the players accountable a little bit. Because part of their job is to talk to
if you
media.
Want to have look.
Oh yeah, no, that is a requirement. You get fined and you get in trouble if you don't talk to the media.
Then you know what? Have him do it in a better setting.
Absolutely, 100%.
You want to talk to in the locker room around his teammates where he might feel more comfortable.
Right.
Who is getting anything out of this? Honestly,
no one. It's literally just there to put him on display, and that's why it's
abolish
wrong.
That. Then.
Did you see it, Ryan?
No,
postseason presser.
I heard him say, yeah, my changeup. I was
leaving
my changeup out.
It's so embarrassing for everyone.
He's blatantly honest when he talks and he's blunt and he's to the
point. No, he barely even talked this time.
Yeah.
He was like, I don't know. I mean,
I just got quotes.
That someone asked him, you know, coming off your last appearance against the Yankees, how do you feel? He's like, I don't know. I mean, they were hurt.
He said he's actually kind of funny. I forget what he said something earlier in the season that was good.
But you know, this is
It's part of it, though. You're right. And
you know, he has the no trade clause. He has the no trade clause. But he went to Houston, no problem. I mean, let's be real. Houston's not New York, but they've been the most relevant team in baseball for how many years now?
Oh, please! It's not the same thing. It's not even close.
Yeah,
to the same thing.
But now, right now, it is.
Especially what seems to affect him the most is the off the field stuff, and that's where New York is at.
But Christian, right now it is. I mean, you're in the ALCS, and you're the
favorite.
Yeah,
right now
it is because there's extra media there.
Right.
But during the regular season,
no, it's not even close. But I mean, you still have to expect going to Houston, being as good as they are,
this is their third straight championship,
that you're gonna be in this place, in this spot. I'm shocked that he was so willing to go there.
I don't even know. Was Houston even honest? No trade clause?
No, because they probably... It's like that thing you forget to amend. It's like they probably sucked when he put that in, and then he forgot to go back and
honestly,
fix it.
Honestly, that might be the case.
He forgot to
when
go back and fix it.
When he signed that contract, they might have been irrelevant.
It's like, oh, fuck. Houston's...
No, I don't think so. He signed that contract in the offseason of 2015, and Houston won the World Series in 2017, so I don't think that...
They weren't... Not the Yankees and the Red Sox.
Who the Astros lose to in 2015?
Who?
Yeah, who'd they lose to?
Who?
The Astros.
In 2015? I don't know. Who the Royals,
in the postseason.
I guess?
They had to.
No, not necessarily, Ryan, but it could have been. Because they...
I don't know. I don't know who else was in the postseason.
I think they lost.
That's probably the Rangers then?
I think they lost in the ALDS in 2015.
Or the Blue Jays. So it's either the Rangers, Blue Jays, or Royals.
They Looks played like the Royals, so they lost. They played the Royals in the DS, so they lost to the Royals.
Yeah. All right.
So in 2015, the Astros were a playoff team. They were starting to get to where they are now, so it's not like they were the dregs of the league like they had been for years
previous. No, but they weren't where they are today. I mean, now
drugs.
Yeah, what was that word?
Dregs.
I like that word.
Look it up.
Drugs. Uh-huh. Drugs are good.
So as I was saying, you know, about Zach Greinke, what, honestly, I'm not going to feel sorry for him tonight if he has a panic attack on the mound.
I'm feeling sorry for the guy. I'm not saying.
Look, no one.
I definitely don't feel sorry for.
No, I when I watch him up there, I feel sorry for him because they shouldn't force him to do that. I mean, if a guy is suffering from anxiety that bad, and that is how he acts because of his anxiety, how are you being fair to him, and how are you being fair to people interviewing him?
It's just like the umpires.
It's completely awkward.
It's just like these umpires. Like,
imagine if you were a reporter at that press conference. Would you even want to ask a question?
No. I'd feel bad.
No.
I'd feel bad. I wouldn't want to bring that out.
It's just like the umpires have these huge egos, and these media guys do too. If a guy is a dickhead to them, they immediately will do anything they can to just put them on display. That's what they do to Greinke, and it's not right.
Look, I hope he really, this is a really shitty thing to say, but I really hope he has bad anxiety when he's up there, because if he's doing that to be just a dickhead, or using it as an excuse, then he deserves to get hit by a bus.
Well, part of me...
Nothing short of getting hit by a bus.
Either. Part of me does think a little bit is him being a dick. I mean, at this point, I think he just feels that everyone knows his issues and that he shouldn't be up there, kind of like what you're fighting for at this point. I don't see someone with... And again, everyone suffers from it differently. I just don't see a guy with severe anxiety answering questions the way he does. When I feel anxious about something, it's usually because I'm in an uncomfortable spot. I don't become a dickhead. I try and do my best to make the environment better. And he just clearly just almost looks like he doesn't care. But I guess that's just, I don't know how he handles it. I don't know.
I haven't really watched this.
Well, all that matters is how he handles it tonight on the mound.
Yeah, this is a bright spot for him right here.
This could
just jump on him. Like,
you want to talk about biggest games of anyone's careers? This could be one of Greinke's.
This is his biggest game in a long time.
Given the situation. Now, I'm not saying he hasn't pitched in bigger games,
right?
But you're facing the New York Yankees, who have won 103 games, who want revenge, who are, you know, could easily beat you down in any second of any game. This is a big moment for him. Bigger for him than Tanaka.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to think about that. But
Tanaka,
I think they're pretty big for both of them.
This is game one. This tilts the whole series, in my opinion.
And this could tilt Tanaka's numbers too. Yeah, in the but postseason. If he Tanaka's has a clunker, expected, he's not that guy anymore.
Tanaka's expected to go out there and be dominant now.
You don't think they expect Zach Greinke to go out there and be dominant?
Well, I think a lot of
traded for him.
The team might, but I'm saying the fans in Houston right now, I don't know how confident they feel in him, especially against the Yankees.
Did you guys see Brian McCann's retiring?
He announced
it in his post game.
Yeah, man.
Said, this is it for me.
Kind of shitty.
Sad. It was kind of sad how he did it.
Kind of shitty, too, because that was just an awful.
Yeah.
Defensive performance by him.
Oh, really? He had a bad...
Oh, man. I mean, can you blame him? That game was such a joke.
Do we have news here? We have news. We have the rosters. Ooh. Okay, here we go. Read them off. Here we go. The Yankees are taking 13 pitchers. Didn't they only take 12 in the...
Do you want to do the Star Wars theme?
Correct.
No, they only took 12 in the division series. Okay.
Correct. So now we're going to be down two guys if Hicks is on this.
Okay, so here we go. Don't look. Okay, we're going to start with the pitchers here. We're going to go down alphabetically. Zach Britton, Luis Sessa.
Can we just say that Britton being on this roster is actually a big deal?
No. Aroldis Chapman. Are you done? Chad Green, Happers, Tommy K, Jonathan Loaisica, Lyons somehow still is on this roster. He's definitely got pictures of Aaron Boone doing something that he shouldn't have been doing. Ottavino,
Booner,
Paxton, Karsten, Charles, Sabathia,
hell yeah, baby,
fuck yeah,
Seve, Tanaka. The catchers are obviously Romine and Kyle Higashioka.
Yeah.
No. Gary Sanchez is on the roster.
Higgy bombs.
No, it's Romine and Sanchez. Infielders. Edwin, Didi, DJ, Glaber, and Gio. And the outfielders are Brett, Gardner, Hixie, Judge, Maben, and Stanton. So no there you Wade. Go.
No Voit.
No Luke Voit.
Wait, Luke Voigt's gone?
Yeah, man. I knew that was coming.
Wow.
I knew that was coming.
So
Karsten.
As we wrap,
Luke Voit.
Let's wrap up the show here with the roster announcement. Anything really jump out at you there?
Well, it's awesome that CeCe's back on the roster. He'll maybe get a couple more innings in before he retires. I can't believe Voit's not on there. And I got what else we got there? And Hicks is
Yeah,
out
you
there
know
now.
What? I think CeCe made it. I expected this to happen in the ALDS. Maybe I was a little premature with it. But you're not going to see Stanton in the outfield anymore. I mean, there's no reason for it.
If Hicks is starting, sure. Yeah, you're right.
And then, you know,
I can't believe
Voit's late in the
on
game.
It.
Late in the game, you want to pull Edwin from first, throw DJ. I mean,
yeah, that's what you do. You
just
put DJ at
first. I'm not saying DJ's a better first baseman. I don't know. DJ hasn't played enough. I'm just saying you want to put Gio out there in the infield.
Yeah,
late in the game.
And
that's
DJ,
the only way you're going to do it.
I consider LeMahieu better than Edwin at first, even though that's Edwin's position.
I don't know. I don't think we've seen enough of DJ at first.
That's fair. DJ LeMahieu is a Gold Glove infielder.
Yeah, right. So I'm just saying. That's your defensive replacement.
Yeah, and you're doing that more so to get Gio out there anyway.
Right. So.
Wow, I'm actually kind of surprised with that roster.
There you go. You're gonna have Stanton DH-ing.
I didn't think that, even Lyons making it over Voit.
I think the biggest surprise to me there is that Tyler Lyons is on the roster. Like, what are they? I don't know.
I think they liked what
they
saw.
Maybe they have a little scouting report that Houston's not too great against lefties. They're going with CeCe. Lyons lefty, right?
Well, no. At home, the goal against Houston at home is to throw as many lefties as you can. Right? You want
to. So what's CeCe's role now in this series?
How many guys in the
fourth starter?
No.
Is he going to be like that Haps role in game one?
Yeah,
or
maybe.
Two, where
maybe.
He was that eighth inning, like.
Yep.
Who do I use here, guy?
Maybe.
Well, what do you think about game four? They're probably going to go. You think they go
Happers?
I would go green.
Would
CC.
You start Hap or you go opener? Hap?
I would go opener.
Yeah, I would go green.
I would go opener. They had success with it all year, you know? But here's.
Maybe green one, Hap two, CC two, and then you're into the big part of the bullpen. Maybe you could think about that for game four. This way you don't expose either Hap or Sabathia too much. It's a possibility.
I was just thinking about something. Now I lost my train of thought. Shit.
Good for CeCe, man. Staying healthy and trying to get.
What
one,
were we talking
one more
about?
Fun, one more run here.
What were we just talking about?
CeCe Sabathia.
Oh, about the lefties.
Roster, yeah,
how many switch hitters?
He's not even on the roster.
How many switch hitters do the Astros have?
Yeah,
I don't really think they have that many. Is Gurriel a switch?
I think he is.
They used to have Marwin Gonzalez. He's a switch hitter, but he's
or how many lefties do they have? Maybe
Brantley, Michael Brantley.
Brantley's a switch hitter, no?
No, he's lefty. I would only know that because big Michael Brantley fan on MLB The Show. He used to be my best player back when I played that game.
Where's their roster?
Who else do they even have on that shitty team? I know George Springer's righty.
Yeah, on the shitty team.
Josh Reddick, does he go left? I don't even.
Josh Reddick is a lefty.
Josh Reddick does actually.
He's a lefty batter.
He actually made up for his terror. He was so bad, especially at Yankee Stadium when he played for the Oakland Athletics.
Oh, yeah.
But he erased that last year. I think he had a nice couple games in Yankee
he was
Stadium.
Awful.
Remember how bad he was on Oakland at Yankee Stadium? Like, it was laughable. He how much in his own head he was. But so you got Reddick, you got Brantley. Other than that, it's a predominantly right-handed team, very similar to the Yankees. Alex Bregman, Jose Altuve, Carlos Correa, George Springer. Who's their catcher?
Maldonado.
Is it Maldonado? He's a bum.
Everybody's a bum.
The whole team's full of bums. But you know, I don't know. I guess offensively and
where the hell is their roster?
Houston definitely has better starting pitchers.
Yankees do a much better job of
their social media.
Their social media with the information.
The Yankees
think
should
that,
just worrying about being good at winning.
I guess Houston would have the edge offensively. But then that's it, man. Bullpen is massively favoring the Yankees. Defense is, I'd say it's pretty much even. Maybe
pretty even.
Maybe an edge for Houston on
definitely
defense.
Definitely bullpen.
But defense doesn't matter. You can't measure defense.
Oh, yeah, actually you can. They have stats for that.
Yeah, I mean, you can, but in the postseason defense, it's friggin' one play at a time, man, because, you know, LeMahieu dropping a ball or a ball going through a glove.
Okay, so Alvarez, here's one. Alvarez bats lefty. Okay. Brantley bats lefty.
Yeah, so you got Alvarez, Brantley, and check out Reddick, though. I'm pretty sure he's righty. Bregman's right.
Chirinos, this guy played. Is he a starter, though?
Is he catching Chirinos?
He might be.
Do they have a set? They might not even have a set catcher. I don't.
Yeah, maybe
don't
they don't. I thought Maldonado was good.
I don't.
Didn't they have a catcher and he got suspended or something for steroids?
No, that was the pitcher.
No,
two
I'm
years
thinking
ago.
Of. Wait, I thought Maldonado was on the Royals. Did they trade for him this year?
Gurriel's a righty.
Because remember, Salvador Perez went down at the beginning of the year, and then I thought Maldonado went to the Royals.
No.
So who takes game one?
Masahiro Tanaka.
You think it's Tanaka?
Yeah, I think.
Papanaka?
I think he gives the Yankees another five innings, one run baseball.
If he pitches,
I don't see
well
him going
tonight,
that many innings, but I definitely think he's going to be good.
If he goes five innings, two runs or less, then, I mean, that's it. There's no
unless he's in trouble, they're not taking him out of the game before the fifth inning.
Dude, if he could do that against this lineup, I mean, all right, so it's predominantly right-handed heavy. So
he did do it against this
you know
lineup.
What, you know what
much.
Pitch is going to be very important? Again, for Tanaka, it was the same thing for Minnesota.
Slider.
That slider.
Slider. That slider
all day
set up
on the outside corner because Houston favors right-handers pulling the ball because that left
that
field
That slider really set up his splitter. But
you're going to want to set everybody away, and that fastball is going to be important,
but
too.
But opposite of the Twins, the Houston Astros are an off-speed hitting team.
Mm-hmm. They're more just a contact. They're just a better.
If you make a mistake, like if you make a couple, yeah. if you yeah, float right. a couple balls in like Paxton did just to try and, you know, yeah. throw that knuckle curve for a strike a couple times, they're going to take advantage of you every single time.
Oh, yeah. They're not an offense that relies on home runs. They hit home runs, but they certainly don't rely on them. But
I wouldn't say the Yankees really.
No, I'm not. I'm saying it more about the Twins.
No, I know.
What was I about to say? Something. Kind of. Oh yeah. So how do you see Tanaka using his splitter against all these righties tonight? Like, that's a tough pitch to throw to a righty, but you are doing a
no,
job.
No, you
there
want to throw it to a righty.
Well, I'd say you'd want to throw it to a lefty because it's breaking away from them.
Yeah, but the righty is just as effective. Because
I know, but if that pitch misses in Houston, it's going a long way.
Yeah, you have to just keep it low.
Anywhere it's going a long
you have
way.
To just keep it low.
Right, but I'm saying at a ballpark like Houston's, which is shorter. From the right side.
The beauty of the splitter to the righty at this point is that it comes in just like a lefty throwing a slider at your back foot, and it just drops off, uh-huh. and you're swinging at it because you think it's a fastball strike, and then it hits you in the back of the foot, mm-hmm. and you're swinging at it.
So basically all of his pitches have to be pretty good
just
tonight.
Keep it low.
Keep it low. Yeah.
If you're going to miss low.
Keep it low so it
yeah,
don't
low
go.
If, low, low, low.
Go low so it doesn't go.
Low, low, low.
I don't know. It's hard to. I really like. It's really hard to get a definitive read on this series because these teams are so good, and Yankees don't have home field. And they don't have the two aces like Houston does. But I just have this feeling that if they win tonight, it'll be over by five.
I had five in my head.
And that's then, not being disrespectful no. to the Houston Astros.
It's just being setting.
I've already
up.
Heard things that I don't like from their team about playing Ugh. At Yankee Stadium. Like you almost get the feeling that they're scared of it still.
Yeah, I know. I got the same feel. But
so if they go down their split, or even God willing, the Yankees up 2-0, that's not coming back to Houston. I don't. Know. I just don't.
Nah,
I don't
if they're know. Up 2-0. No.
In
way.
My head, I had five games, and then driving back to my house today, I was talking to my dad, and I switch it to
my
six.
Dad?
Not mine.
Oh.
Switch it to six games, because. I just don't see this Yankee team if they split this series, winning all three at home.
I can see them winning all three at home.
I think it will go back to Houston.
I think Houston only lost 21 games at home this year. That's sick.
Look, if it goes back to Houston and the Astros are down, it's going to be different than 2017.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but that was the case, right? In 2017, the Yankees.
This team will not
one of those final.
This
two
team
games.
Will not lose two games in a row with the World Series at their fingertips. They will not. That's the difference between this team.
Think how much different this team is. Who got the ball in Game 7? CC, right?
Yeah.
No
yeah.
way would CC be getting the ball in a Game 7 this year.
Well, Severino would.
Oh, he's lined up.
Sevy's
lined up for Game 7.
Ooh, I don't like that.
That's why I would have put Sevy 2 in Game 2 for me.
Mm-hmm.
I would have put Sevy Game 2, Paxton Game 3.
I don't know.
I think the rotation is exactly what it should be.
Yeah, I like Tanaka going game 1.
Yeah, I'm not going to question it. I mean,
I wouldn't want Sevy going game 2 because if they lose tonight, I wouldn't want Sevy on the mound when they're down.
Plus, you got to figure game 7 is all hands on deck anyway.
Yeah,
Sevy's only
going
a couple innings.
Yeah. Well, let's get there first, though. But I do think this series...
I don't want to see a game 7.
Nah, fuck it.
I do think this series is going to go 7 games, and I think the Yankees will win.
I hope not. I hope they're done. I hope it's done and over with.
Me too.
I hope that they sweep them, and it's not even close. But that's just... Houston's a very good team, but they showed that they are definitely beatable in that Tampa Bay series. They showed their weaknesses. Jump on the starters. Their middle relievers aren't that great. Roberto
Ozuna.
He is a scrub. If you get to his head, you
yeah, he's a scrub, but the Yankees never hit him.
Well, he does all the hitting.
Are you trying to be funny?
Because he beats did he get in trouble for that?
Yeah, he did. So I don't think we need to make jokes about it, Ryan.
I'm not making a joke about that. I'm making a joke about the person who did such a terrible
He's
act.
He's a scummy
Christian.
Prick.
Okay.
I wasn't making light of
domestic
abuse.
So Christian. You think it's funny that a youth national
I
does
just think
it.
He's a piece of shit. And I don't think he's that as good as I think this whole team is actually a little too cocky. I don't like Bregman that much anymore after watching the last series, and I was actually starting to like him.
They are. They're a very cocky team.
But I don't know. I'm one of those guys that doesn't like it when it's on another team.
How many games did they win this year? 107? They win. I think they won one less than Boston.
You could be
107.
But it makes me want to see the Yankees beat them even more.
So here we are. Game 1 of the ALCS. We'll be back after Game 2, probably Monday night. This way we get you caught up on Games 1 and 2 and get you prepped for Game 3. Put a gun to your head and told you right now to predict what it'll be going into Game 3. What do you say?
1-1.
1-1. You think 2-0. And I don't think you're wrong. Like, I think that could definitely happen. I really do.
If it was Cole game 2, I think it goes back 1-1. But with Verlander, I'm not disrespecting Verlander. Don't get me wrong. He's a great pitcher. He could win the Cy Young this year. I just think that the Yankees can beat him. I think Cole's the guy that they got to worry about, more so than Justin Verlander. I think they got to worry about both guys. But if you told me which guy do I feel more confident in beating, I think it's Justin Verlander.
That's fair.
Oh, definitely. It's not even.
But then you look at it. Garrett Cole will.
Garrett Cole's on a different planet right now.
And they'll be at Yankee Stadium for that game.
If the Yankees bitch smack Garrett Cole in this series, do you still want the Yankees to sign him in the offseason?
100%.
Yes.
That was one of the reasons why I kind of wanted the Rays to win that series, so Garrett Cole was done and he couldn't make even more money than he's going to make.
Yeah, because you know what's going to happen. If the Yankees smack around Cole in the series, Cashman's going to be like, I don't fucking need him.
The Houston Astros are 5-9 on the road in the postseason since 2017.
Okay.
5-9.
Damn, so that must mean they are pretty good at home.
Well, that's kind of what I'm getting at, because...
Did they lose a game at home? They lost one last year, right?
Because so far this postseason, they lost all their road games, right? The two road games in Tampa. 2017, they lost the 3 to New York. I think they stole a game in the World Series. At home, They've played 17 games.
I don't know. Didn't that World Series go 7 games? They might have.
It did.
And they've only lost 4 of them. 4.
And they've played a lot of postseason. They've probably played the most postseason. I don't know, Dodgers maybe.
13-4.
Who do you think's played more postseason games in the last 3 years? It'll probably be Houston if Houston keeps going. This goes 7.
It's got to be the Dodgers.
Yeah, Dodgers made it to the
because
World
not
Series.
Only have they
yeah.
not only have they made the playoffs every year and went to the World Series a couple times, they've won the division every year in the last 7
they
years. Did you know that? They won the division every year for the last 7 years.
That division's a joke.
So they're getting a lot of home games.
Okay, they get home games, but nobody goes to the home games, okay, because they think they're in Hollywood, okay?
How funny would it have been, though, if the Dodgers got eliminated and then the Rays won that series and the Yankees would have had home field advantage throughout and all that talk of...
Which is what I fought everyone about, that they were worried about a series that didn't even exist. Like, how are we going to beat Houston now without home field? Well, we're not playing Houston yet. Now we are.
That other game's tonight, right? Before the Yankee game?
Yeah, 4 o'clock is game 2 of the NLCS. Yeah, but we're here now. Everybody thought this was inevitable, that the Yankees were going to face the Astros in the ALCS, and here we are.
Yep.
Let's do it.
So
let's fucking do it.
Thank you for listening to episode 146 of the NYYST podcast. Follow us on Twitter at NYY Sports Talk. We always forget to do this, but you know, if you're listening, I would hope that you're listening to this before the game starts tonight. Leave us a 5-star rating and review, and in your review on iTunes, tell us what you think. What's your serious prediction? Yankees and how many? And if you say Astros, you can go fuck yourself.
Wow.
Okay. And
I like that.
Follow, subscribe to the show on YouTube as well. So there you go. Uh-huh. Stat Guy Rye, you got anything you want to say? Is there anything important that you need to say, Stat Guy Rye?
Really, just one thing.
Chris, say goodbye.